Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast.
All right, guys. So I don't know if you're being aware about what's going on in the NBA right now. We just had the NBA draft. We have free agency kicking off. We have a bunch of trades going on, contract situations. It's actually really exciting right now. It's like the NFL, right, in the springtime, where you have all that different stuff going on. Who's staying? Who's not? Who's thinking? Like, what's the deal going on? So, I'd like to just kind of recap and give you my thoughts on what kind of is going down right now. One thing that did come out today was that the Kings are deciding to decline Bogdan Bogdanovic contract, and that actually means he's not going to the Bucks. This is not going to the Bucks. He is now looking to go with Trae Young into the Atlanta Hawks squad. So that's going to be kind of interesting. Now, the Atlanta Hawks are, I'm pretty sure, have a pretty damn good roster going on right now this offseason, and they can make a push for the playoffs as well. So, right, so Bogdanovic, Clint Capella's over there. That's going to be interesting as well. You also got Trevon Graham, who signed on today. Scott Lavassier from Kentucky. That guy has some talent, and he could make a big push. Rajon Rondo, who's going to be some leadership for that team. And Trae Young, of course. Like, Trae Young's a freaking monster at shooting. So I think Trae Young, if he can develop his game, he can lead these guys to a pretty damn good roster. And they can make the push this year. And we'll see if they continue to make free agency news and splashes, because they are definitely going to be in the mix this year at some point. Now, are they really going to go that far? I don't know. Maybe they'll pull what the Denver Nuggets did this year and, you know, maybe surprise some guys in the playoffs. We'll see. We'll see how things go out. If they add another big name here or there, then they can increase the chances, of course, even more. So keep an eye out for the Atlanta Hawks as they continue to make moves, and I think they will continue to make moves on that part. So kind of going down the way here, nothing too major really going on here that's caught my eye. Today as well, Bam Adebayo with the Miami Heat. They actually agreed to a 5-year max extension, so that's pretty huge as well, because he was a big factor for the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler squad. So if he continues to perform and play like he has been the last couple of years, it's gonna be nice for Miami Heat. And hopefully they can get another big name in there, because they do need it with the Miami Heat. But that's a huge win for the Heat and a huge win for the Heat fans. So that was some big news today as well. Also, New Orleans Pelicans got Brandon Ingram for a 5-year deal. So he'll be there for quite a while, which is also really nice, because he came over from the Anthony Davis package on that. So, again, another team that can make a splash this season with a couple big trades. So they acquired Steven Adams so that he can pair really well with our boy Zion Williamson, who will – he's second year in. He's going to be dominant. Zion's – oh, man, I'm excited to see what he looks like after all the training he did in the offseason. Like, granted, it wasn't long offseason, but I think it was just long enough to get him into that shape, since he was injured coming in as a rookie. So watch for Zion to look really good. J.J. Redick still there. Brandon Ingram has to take that off his plate now, right? No pressure. He continues to play his ball. He performed really well last year, so he could really do well again. Eric Bledsoe comes into play on this one as well. So look at, you know, New Orleans Pelicans are loading up. It's going to be interesting. I'm not really a big fan of Lonzo Ball, but he can make – hopefully he steps up this year for these guys, because I'm kind of excited to see New Orleans Pelicans as they play through the season. It could be interesting. They might make a push. They might be one of the teams left out. It all depends on the health and kind of where they're at. And they may make another move, so we'll have to keep an eye on them as well. So, but yeah, that was some big news going out, especially the Steven Adams trade. I love that trade. Obviously, Oklahoma Thunder are just selling like crazy. They want draft picks for the next 5 years, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that organization. I think it's broken. and they could be ran better. Like, if you had a one-time Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and James Harden, and now you have nobody, not even Chris Paul, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So, but yeah, look at the Pelicans, guys, to make a push this year, and it looks like they are gearing up for that push. Kind of going down the way as well. Just another to note, a guy that who's been traveling after coming off multiple injuries, guys, DeMarcus Cousins signs with the Rockets, 1 year vet man. But you know, he had a left Achilles tear in 2018. He tore his quadricep muscle in 19, and he left an ACL in 2019 as well in August, a few months later. And he obviously was injured last year too. It's a tough, like, the guy is talented. The guy, he could play all over the place, but man, the guy cannot stay healthy to save his life, and it sucks. It really sucks. I love seeing him play. Granted, he dominated the crap out of any team he played in college, and he played really well with the Kings, and now look at him. He's just, he actually plays really well when he's on the court, but he's got to be on the court to play. So we'll see how that one goes for the Houston Rockets. Maybe it'll be kind of like what the Blazers, Trailblazers had last year with Carmelo Anthony. You know, vetman, guy coming off an injury, or, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I'm a little excited to see if he's back in shape, and hopefully nothing happens to him during the start of the season. So, and then I don't believe anything with the John Wall trade. I don't think he requested it. They're saying he didn't request it after they said he requested it. Bradley Beal's there still, John Wall still. I think they're going to try to go get a big name. They have to get a big name because they're not going to be in contention to play at all. And John Wall can't stay healthy anymore, just like DeMarcus Cousins, you know. It's rough, but I don't think John Wall is going anywhere. I don't see him going anywhere. It has to be the right – it'll have to be for a bunch of draft picks, if anything, because they're going to want to rebuild. So, but we'll see. I'm not too worried about that John Wall news going on. Going back here, former KU guy, Markieff Morris, guys, he's returning to L.A. He's ready to run it back, and you know how he is. He's actually shooting way better than he did last season. So, or two seasons ago. So, like, if he continues to improve his play at 31 years old, I love watching the guy play. I watched him, love watching him play at KU. So, we'll see how that goes there. Going down the way here, Marc Gasol. How about that ad for the Lakers? That's actually pretty damn good signing, I think. Even though he's on the older side, yes, but. This guy can win a championship again. He could be, if Anthony Davis decides to sign with the Lakers finally, which I think he will, Marc Gasol will be a great depth guy in there, if not a starter right next to him. And he could help that Lakers squad because, I mean, they were really missing a lot of depth last year. They relied on AD, they relied on LeBron James and Rondo kind of to win that team for them. So this is a huge signing, I think, for the Lakers. I'm super excited for that. They're getting rid of JaVale McGee to clear out for Gasol, which is fine by me. Jordan Bell and Alphonso McKenzie from the Cleveland Cavaliers are coming over. They'll release Bell, which is no big deal. And McKinney, you could actually see him probably play in depth for a while. So we'll see how that goes. But that was a pretty big signing here a couple days ago. As we continue to go down, nothing big from the Thunder, of course. Austin Rivers is going to the Knicks, but that's not really big news. Really, it's that big deal. Here's a big signing here. Forward Jason Tatum agreed to a 5-year contract for the Boston Celtics. So those big three up there continue to remain together, and that's great to hear. I'm excited for that one. I just hope they build depth. I hope they had a good draft. I hope it works out in the end for them because they need to get back to those division, at least the division final or the conference finals. If they don't get to the conference finals, there's going to be a lot of heads turning, even more than this year. So, but we'll see. We'll see how the Celtics come through, guys. And one last big name here, or big name, I don't know, local guy for us here in Kansas, Willie Cauley-Stein, who went to Olathe Northwest. He agreed to a 2-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks. Now, I want you to look at the Mavericks roster, or listen to the roster real quick here, and know that they're playing big this year. So Jalen Brunson, point guard, 6'1", right, comes from Lilly. He comes out. He'll be a big factor. Now you got Willie Cauley-Stein at center, right? Then you got, where is he at here? Boban Marjanovic, who's 7'4" wingspan, or height, sorry, 7'4". That's going to be big. Kristaps Porzingis, who should be healthy in time to play to start the season. Those are three main guys that are above 7 foot to be able to play under center, and that can actually run with the ball. So watch out for those guys with the Dallas. And, of course, you got Luka Doncic. Like, the guy's ridiculous. I think he actually probably improved his game since the playoffs with that almost upsetting first round. So I'm kind of excited to see the Dallas, see how they come out. I'm hoping they make actually one more move here to solidify that. But, like, again, time will tell. But they could be another team making a push, guys. Another, you know, advancing at least this time, maybe to the second round. So we'll kind of see how that goes out. Another team I kind of want to talk about real quick are the Clippers. Very disappointing result to the season, correct? I think we all agree on this. They should have been the team to face the damn Lakers. But no, they wanted to fool around and not win a game. So, but they got Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Kawhi Leonard, Marcus Morris Sr., right? So there's some big names there. Lou Williams, who comes off the bench there. Zubac. I think these guys have a chance. And Patrick Beverley, of course. I think these guys actually have a chance to be the team that goes back and actually gets to these guys. Now, I didn't realize they had Joakim Noah. Why do they have him? Get rid of him. He's trash. But these guys have a chance to get back to where they were and even surpass that and actually get to face the Lakers this time. I don't know. I think they need to make one more big move. If they don't make one more big move, it's going to be a little tougher, but I like where they're at. I like the roster. So we'll have to see how things go coming a month and how they start. If they start dominant as they should, we'll be fine. I'm really hoping Paul George actually gets his shit figured out, because that was disappointing. He is a dominant player. I don't get it. He's a dominant player. He should be playing as a dominant guy. So we'll maybe he'll get traded midseason. That could be a possibility. If the Clippers struggle early, he could be one of the first guys gone to free up that salary. So I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on the Clippers roster, because that's, you know, Battle of LA. We'll continue with that. Really, as far as the draft goes, I thought the draft went pretty similar to what I thought it would. Edwards, Georgia went first. Wiseman, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Ball. But kind of looking here, my favorite pick was the fact that Azubuike went to the Jazz. Used to live in Utah. I'm always a Jazz fan. And to go with that team that needs some big man depth, he's going to get playing time this year as a first-round pick, of course. But he's going to playing time. If he gets himself healthy, he ain't going to be Joel Embiid by any means. But he's going to bring back that center position, and he's going to pull some defense down on some people. So pumped that pick at 27 for the Utah Jazz. I don't think I saw my boy Dotson get picked, unless I missed it towards the end. I'm going to look through real quick just to make sure. I think he got signed with the Bulls, though, which is exciting on that part, because that's kind of a unfortunate deal, but he didn't get picked, so we'll see how that goes on that part. But yeah, no, it's, you know, NBA guys, it's still going to be going on. There's still a lot to happen between now and December, so pay attention. Moves are coming, signings are coming. We'll have to see what AD does at the Lakers if he really wants to come back. It's all up in the air. But hey, guys, you know, this is the conclusion of my podcast series here for episode 26. Please, again, follow us on YouTube. Leave a like, follow, subscribe on YouTube. Come to Facebook as well. Give us a follow there. I'll have all the information posted there. And always, you can always send us a tweet as well on Twitter.com. So please give us a like, follow, subscribe. Let us know what your thoughts are as well on our podcast and what you like, if you want to hear anything different or see anything different. Always up for some feedback. Thanks for the support, guys, and I am out.